Kia ora and welcome back to the show. And I'm very excited to have on the line right now Tim from the band Stonehearth, who have a new single out today, Whisper. Good morning, Tim.
How's it going, mate?
I'm good. How are you today on a big day for you guys?
Yeah, pretty stoked to finally have this one out.
So anyway, tell me a bit about Whisper. How would you kind of describe the song?
Whispers. So it started off me writing a riff on the acoustic guitar, and then I brought it to the band and they liked it, so we just heavied it up, and Reese chucked a mean solo over it, and we kept the acoustic at the start of it to just keep that vibe going, because we thought it was quite cool, and we chucked a little guiro in there and you know, spiced it up, and then it's been around a while, so we're pretty stoked to have it out now.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, congratulations. It is a really well put together song. And you mentioned kind of that acoustic at the start. It kind of, it like lulls you into a sense of security, and then the song gets kind of heavy after that. It's really fun. Is this kind of like the typical creative process for you guys?
Yeah, well, actually, my brother David is the bassist. We have just, you know, formed riffs by ourselves just at home, sitting with our acoustic guitar. So a lot of it comes from acoustic, and then we move it into a drop tuning. We're in drop B on when we play it with the band. So it always just becomes heavier, but we always kind of have an up-tuned kind of stuff to start with.
You mentioned this has been around for a while. What's that like, kind of sitting on a song, waiting for it to come out?
It's a bit frustrating, but you know, with COVID and we've had lineup changes and all that kind of stuff, so we've been pretty patient and we've got pretty much a full album ready to go. We're going back into the studio to Audioganic start of November, so we're just amped to get this out.
Yeah, I mean that leads on great, because I was kind of going to ask, what's next for you guys? Is this a wee taster of what's to come?
Yeah. So I would say this is probably a more relaxed song. The rest of the album's probably going to be more heavy a bit faster, I think, maybe, than the last album. But because the last album had keys as well. So this is just back to the kind of four-piece rock and roll kind of vibes.
Yeah, that's interesting. Did you, because that last album's great, but do you kind of take each album as like a learning opportunity? You're like, right, let's do something different next time. How does that sort of work?
Yeah, we kind of do. Our taste kind of has changed over, because there's been, I guess, a bit of time between each album. But the lineups are different. The recording processes are different. The first one was quite raw. With Tom O'Connor at Quicksand. The second one was with Greg Haver, produced at Roundhead Studios up in Auckland. It was quite professionally produced. This one's probably going to be in the middle of those. But, you know, we've learned a lot of experience from the last recording. So this one, hopefully, you know, we'll get best of both worlds with the next one.
I'm interested, because kind of different artists have such different approaches with it, but you mentioned some bands sort of start with lyrics, you started with the acoustic and build from there. Is that kind of the blanket technique with all your songs, or do they all come from sort of different places?
It's mainly acoustic, just coming up with a riff to start with. We love
that right
riff. Sometimes I'll write some lyrics, and then the song will come from that. And most of the time, it's riffs. If I try and write lyrics to the riffs, I usually write another song in itself. It gets on the back burner. But it's always comes down to the riffs at the start, and getting the inspiration, and then going from there.
Is there a tour coming out? Where can we see you live? What's going to happen with that? Can you tell us, or is this all hush-hush?
Well, we've got one show booked for Christchurch at the moment, 19th of November at 12 Bar. we've got Arcadian and Red Weekend opening for us.
Great. And
I think I can announce now that we have a partner with Boneface Brewing, and we've got our own Stonehurst beer that's going to be on tap at the show.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah, so we're stoked we finally got our own beer.
So
cheers, Boneface.
How does that work? Did you know what like flavors you want to go with? Or
yeah, we went for a dank hazy.
Nice.
Cool. Yeah. We're stoked with that. We haven't actually got any dates booked for New Zealand, just Christchurch at the moment, but that things could change. We're looking to release probably a few singles before the album.
Yeah, cool. Well, this is a great start. Whispers, I love it. It's a fantastic song. You ought to be proud of it. Show in Christchurch, now is that like a release party type show or what?
Single release show. Yep.
Well, yep, we're I'm so excited. I think it's going to be a brilliant night. And you know, congratulations for the single. I think it's absolutely fantastic.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it.
Tim, thank you so much for coming on the show today. Have a wonderful day.
You too, Liam. Cheers for that. Crank it. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, we are going to crank it, actually. Here is Stonehurst's new single. First one in a while. It's a long time coming. Here is Whispers. Enjoy it, guys.